It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It is Denver's best music, Mix 100, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning. We have something exciting coming up on Monday. It's your first chance to get qualified to win a hot tub from Mix 100. It's the Excursion Premier Hot Tub. Oh,
I know.
So many jets. that is by Free Flow Spas. We'll be throwing out a little cue to call during each show here at Mix 100 on Monday. And you just got to be caller 13 when you hear that cue to call, and that gets your name in the hat. And then we'll draw the name, the winning name, at the end of November, and you're going to walk away with a hot tub. That's really cool, you guys.
Yeah, for the snowy season, like, there's nothing better than watching the snow fall in a hot tub. That has to be, like, one of the most Colorado things to do.
Get yourself a little hot toddy while you're in there.
Yes. All the friends can come over.
All your friends. Fill it up. Make it weird. Yeah. Make it weird. That starts
on Monday.
They
have to wear their swimsuits in the hot tub, Jared.
Says
come
who?
On.
It's a bath with friends. There you go.
Says who, Katie?
Oh, your own little hot springs. Let's go.
Right.
Human stew.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
Your first chance to get qualified is coming up on Monday. I want to go back quickly just one step before we do PMI. We were talking about Skibidi Toilet.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out what that means. And you're asking if my kids say it. Apparently they do.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention. Nick Nack texted in and said, hey, make an announcement about this one and see if anybody knows about this one. Because this is one that my son is saying constantly now. I like my cheese drippy, bro.
No, I've never heard that.
Anyone?
Oh,
I think your son's weird.
Yeah, I'd get sick of that real quick.
Drippy. He said, apparently all the kids in middle school are saying, I like my cheese drippy, bro.
I mean, you know what drip is, right? If you guys have drip.
Yeah.
Like you got style.
You got chains.
Swagger.
You got style. You got swag.
Yeah,
like my drip looks really good. You're accessorizing. Is that?
So is cheese maybe like necklaces and bling?
Or
and...
does he just want his cheese melted on like his sandwiches?
Yeah.
I like my cheese drippy, bro. And I did hear that a few times yesterday. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, I don't know. Everybody's saying it.
I like know your son a little bit, and just picturing him saying that is the funniest thing
ever.
I know, right?
So if anybody wants to sound off, text line is open, 303-691. One mix, 303-691-1649. I like my cheese drippy, bro. Let me know. Let me know what that means.
Oh,
right now,
funny.
Though, PMI, we send you on your way every morning with a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting. Can I switch it up a little bit today, guys?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Can we do the P, the I, and then I will wrap up with the M with my overshare?
Let's do it.
All right, who's got the P?
I got the P.
You got the P.
You guys, we all know I am kind of the local sports guy here. I work for the sports station as well after this show. Well, I found out yesterday, and all of us Coloradans found out yesterday, the Avs and the Nuggets are staying here for the next 26 years.
26 years?
Yes, till 2050. Jerry, you'll be like, what, 96 at that point?
I'll be up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
dang.
Yeah, so that's really exciting for me, obviously. I love the Avs and the Nuggets. Katie, I know you love the Nuggets,
woo,
but to see that they're staying here, because for people that don't know, owners can move their franchises really wherever they want. So to come to an agreement, their Avs and the Nuggets and Ball Arena's agreement was coming to an end. And so for them to say, we're going to stay here for at least the next 26 years through 2050, that's really cool for me. That's exciting for a lot of Avs and Nuggets fans. We have two huge, really good teams here that have both won championships within the last 3 years. And that's exciting for me. Katie, I know you're excited as well.
Yeah, and the Mammoth also, the Loud House, excited to be able to continue their journey there as well. And I have a Nuggets tattoo, so the Nuggets can't leave. Like,
it's
then
a
I'll
giant
just,
logo on your back,
yeah,
right?
I will look silly.
It takes up your whole back,
leave.
Right?
Yeah, not
the entire
whole
back,
right? I have a back tat.
The entire
is it a,
back.
Is it a,
no,
a tramp
it's a circle.
Stamp?
No, it's on. It's in between my shoulder blades. It's about the size of a baseball.
It's
so
close to your heart.
It
there
is, yeah. It's right on the other side. Love them so much. Yeah, so
you really
do.
When did
you
get that? How long ago have you had that?
I've had that tattoo for probably 13, 14 years now. So
okay,
so
the Nuggets were like kind of bad back in the day.
It was the Melo Chauncey years is when I mean, I am a fan. So it's
Iverson,
the, yeah, the powder blue yellow tattoo is what I got. So it's an old school logo.
Give it another 13 years, it'll be a tramp stamp.
Stop it, Jeremy.
My
always
skin
gonna be
is
there.
So shaggy. It's a shagging.
Well, by 2050, it'll be
it'll just like a melted blob.
No.
You're going to have to go get that touched up.
No, that's not going to happen to me. It's going to skip my generation.
Skip your generation.
Do your push-ups.
Just keep using your creams and your oils.
Exactly.
Keep that skin tight.
So we're skipping the M. I'll give you the M in a few minutes. And then I. What's the interesting story, Katie?
This is very interesting because Rachel Ray, who's a fan? Anybody? I love her.
Yes. Are you going to talk about how... can I say it?
30-minute meals? What's wrong with that?
Was an Emerald guy.
Nobody wants to bash anybody's appearance, but have you seen her lately? The big to-do online is what the hell happened to Rachel Ray?
She tried all her 30-minute meals, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with
that. Happened.
And I guess there was a video of where people were saying she looked a little inebriated, if you will. She was slurring her words and everything.
She looks completely different. I don't recognize her at all.
Yeah, she definitely looks different. Yeah. And the thing is, so what's in the story today is that she fights with her husband. They've been married for 20 years now, and her husband, John, get in such heated fights that they scream at each other regularly. Like, she says that it's not only normal for them, it's quote unquote healthy that they scream at each other. And then when they're done fighting, she said that neither one of them really apologized. They just eventually walk up to each other and like kiss each other on the head.
It's like going to a rage room then, where you can like smash and scream and just get it out of your system.
Yeah.
But they do that at home with each other. So they're like, lasagna, pasta, whatever they're yelling about.
I want gnocchi. Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's funny because she says she attributes it to her hot temper and very loud personality. That's why they get into such heated arguments. But me personally, any relationship that I've gotten in it, the minute somebody starts yelling, I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat.
You run away.
I don't like yelling. So this to me was very like, how does that help you? But I've been doing it for 20 years.
Dissect this, because Nick, Nack, and I really don't fight. I know everybody's like, oh, yeah, I bet you don't. We really don't. But like to just sit and scream at each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering what it's like to be their neighbors.
I know, right? Exactly.
Hey, just calm down. Everybody's fine.
Growing up, we had neighbors like across the street and down two or three to the left. And they were from New York, and they were screamers. And you'd always know when something was going on at that house.
Yeah.
Because they'd be slamming doors and screaming, and it was so juicy.
Yeah. Hearing that from another house?
Yeah.
That's
like across the street and down some.
That
and they'd
is
be screaming,
intense.
So.
Like, and it takes so much energy. That's, to me, is like, I would rather use my energy.
Well, they're full of carbs.
Dancing, right? Exactly. Like, instead of screaming. I don't know why people would think screaming is going to make anything better of your day.
My parents never really fought either, but
mine didn't either.
They'd yell at me.
So are you saying, Katie, that if you're having a fight with your spouse, you should be like, whoa, 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 dance off.
Just ahead.
The time of my life.
And then maybe they'll lift you, and then it'll all be over.
You can't be mad when you're lifting someone in the air.
Exactly. Nope. This is the secret to all fights. See, we solved something
today. The secret
today.
To a strong marriage
it
right
is.
There.
What you guys got to do is always have a helium balloon with you. And when you fight and get mad at each other, you cannot be mad at each other when you sound like little...
You're just like your mother. You're just like your mother.
Don't you talk to me when you're in this kind of state.
Don't take that tone of voice with me. You're drinking too much like your father. That's the key, buddy.
That's the key, man.
That's solid.
Always have helium.
All right, so listen, we got to get to a break. I'm going to come back. I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to do the I.
Oh, you have to.
Or the M, the minus, the minus story today.
You have to.
It paints me in such a bad light. It makes me sound like a person who I am not. So
you're going to do it. Yay!
I'm going to think about it. We still have the M to do. We might do it in a few minutes. Yes, we really appreciate people texting in like Michael. So just a few minutes ago, I was talking about how my son keeps saying, I like my cheese drippy, bro.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what that was. So Michael chimed in, and I guess there's a new product out called Lunchly, which is like a ripoff of Lunchables.
Yeah.
It's that Logan Paul guy, right?
It's Mr. Beast, actually. Well, he teams up. It's Mr. Beast because there's Mr. Beast bars in there.
Okay.
And then Logan Paul and his buddy that they make Prime with. So they came together.
A video going around where they're comparing the nacho cheese in the Lunchlies versus the Lunchables.
Come in close and look at the queso cheese in Lunchly versus whatever that is.
Oh,
drip
gosh.
Versus stick. I like my cheese drippy, bruh.
There it is. is.
That's last part, though.
I like my cheese drippy, bro.
Yeah.
There it is. So that's what they're watching, and that's why they're saying it.
Your son's just sitting on YouTube watching that.
Yeah.
I like my cheese drippy, bro.
I like my cheese drippy, bro. But doesn't that sound like another thing you could keep saying that's like so positive? 100%. You know? Yeah.
100%.
Dude, Josh, those shoes.
They're drippy, bro.
Yeah. So now we know. So thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
That is so good.
So I have the minus story, and I hesitated talking about this because it does kind of put me in a bad light. And I'm not an angry person. I'm not a violent person.
No.
You're not at all.
I'm not.
You're so happy.
I'm friendly Jeremy, okay?
You are.
Minus the chokehold you but
I like my chokehold drippy, bro.
Yeah.
So the other night, Knick Knack had book club at the neighbor's house next door. And so she went over there with all the neighbors, and she was over there, the neighbor ladies, and she was over there for a couple hours. And the kids were just nonstop fighting. And they were just at each other's throats all night. And I was like, oh my God, knock it off. Stop it. They finally stopped for a few minutes, and I had a little rumble in my tummy.
Yeah. Oh, see where this is going.
I had to go potty. So I thought they were in each other's rooms on their screens or 3D printing doing something. So I was like, now's my chance. I'm going to run into the bathroom and go potty. So I was sitting there on the toilet, and sure enough, as soon as I shut the door and sat down, they're screaming at each other. And I hear them down in the kitchen, and cabinets are slamming, and I hear the back door slamming, and something's getting thrown, and I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like
at
that age where they just fight.
They waited for you to go to the
potty. I thought I had a moment of quiet, so I had to go poopy. So
Royal Rumble downstairs.
I'm sitting in the water closet. We've got one of those like water closets where it's just the toilet, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a small little room. And so I'm sitting there, and I take my left hand and go, knock it off, and I'm boom, boom, boom against the wall. Like, give me a minute! Boom, boom. Boom! Third time, hand goes through the wall.
Oh, no, you...
Oh, no! You're putting holes in walls?
I put a hole in the wall in the little toilet room. So, like, if you're coming by and you happen to run up to our bathroom to use it, it kind of looks like I was having the most intense diarrhea moment of my life.
Oh, God, please help me.
Like, I was pushing against the wall, like, for leverage. So Knick Knack came home after her book club, and she came upstairs, and we were getting ready for bed. I was like, hey, just don't even go in there. I was like, I can explain. And she was like, what? And she went in. She's like, oh, my God, what did you do? I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There must have been a soft spot in the wall, and that happened. So I will say again, I'm not a violent person. I don't hit my children. None of that. But it was just like that moment. I was so pissed off because I just wanted 2 seconds to myself. And now there's a hole in the wall.
Is this just a quiet brag about how strong you are?
I'm right.
A little bit. No, honestly, Knick Knack is loving this because we have definitely been talking about remodeling our master bathroom.
Now you have to.
Essentially, like this morning we were in there and she's looking at the hole and she's like, so should we start in here? Yeah. What kind of colors do you want to pick out? Where should we go from here?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.